It's Tuesday, March 24th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The roundup with top news from around tech related to COVID-19, a zero-day vulnerability in Windows, and revised data for service companies on the 2020 outlook. This is the Business of Tech. We'll start things off with our daily roundup. The UK is now under nationwide lockdown, and governors of 17 states and territories in the US have enacted similar measures. The IOC has postponed the Tokyo Olympics until 2021. Major U.S. airlines are drafting a potential voluntary shutdown as government agencies consider a similar move to be imposed. Aura, the makers of the Smart Ring, are now part of a UCSF study with medical workers to try and help track virus symptoms quickly for those healthcare workers. Instacart is hiring 300,000 more delivery workers, adding to an ever-growing list. Walmart is hiring 150,000 more, Dollar General 50,000, Domino's 10,000, CVS 50,000, PepsiCo 6,000, Kroger 10,000, and this adds to the Amazon number of 100,000 new workers previously reported. Amazon is delaying shipments of non-essential goods by as much as a month and prioritizing Prime customers. The company is also picking up and delivering test kits in Seattle and is making kid-friendly Audible books and Prime Video shows free. Google and YouTube have launched new resources to help educate students at home. Google's offering is focused on helping teachers, and YouTube has content focused on students. Time Incorporated is providing parents at homes with a free version of Time for Kids, including its entire digital library. Nickelodeon has a new website with free content and educational coronavirus resources. Facebook has lowered video quality in Latin America, and Netflix is doing that in India. Facebook also plans to downgrade quality for both Facebook and Instagram in the EU. YouTube has announced it will reduce its default video quality to standard for all users for next month. And Sony is slowing PlayStation downloads in Europe. Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, YouTube, and Amazon Prime Video are all reducing streaming quality in Europe following Netflix. The streaming services are reporting signage spikes, with Disney Plus up 300%, HBO Now 90%, Showtime 78%, Netflix 47%, and Apple 10%. Instagram is launching a co-watching feature, which allows you to browse posts in-app over video chat. Microsoft is prioritizing cloud access for first responders and emergency services. Yelp is adding a donate button for small businesses and matching up to $1 million placed in donations. Verizon is giving all mobile customers 15 gigabytes of extra data. Dish is letting major U.S. carriers borrow spectrum during quarantine data crunch. The Folding at Home community, which is using distributed computing to fight the virus, similar to the SETI at Home project, has announced 400,000 new members in the past 2 weeks. Ingram Micro is launching more financing support for partners. The efforts include new Ingram Micro Kickstart financing and future fund programs, $100 million in additional credit to U.S. partners, and $10 million to Canadian partners. They are waiving financial services fees and offering exclusive payment terms to members of Ingram Micro Trust X Alliance and the SMB Alliance communities. And the eNASCAR did happen over the weekend. While fighting for the lead, Parker Kilgerman's computer tried to force a Windows update, which sent him straight into the wall. Otherwise, the event went very smoothly, peaking at 23,000 concurrent viewers and brought in 70,000 unique viewers over the two-hour broadcast. Microsoft has announced that there are a pair of zero-day vulnerabilities that are actively being exploited. The flaws are both in the Windows Adobe Type Manager library, and they are exploited by getting the targets to open documents or view them in the Windows preview pane. This is in all supported versions of Windows, including Windows 10. Microsoft is working on fixes, and there are a few workarounds, including disabling the preview pane and details pane in Windows Explorer. Why do we care? The core value of network management and system management is not only still there, but more important than ever with everyone working from home. Get your fixes into the field. Global Data has revised their tech, media, and telecom trends report based on the COVID-19 pandemic. This report, which focuses on the world's largest IT services providers, such as Accenture, Capgemini, Infosys, NTT, and others, has some bleak information. In a prepared statement, Stuart Ravens, chief analyst for thematic research at Global Data, said, quote, The coronavirus will put incredible strain on the world economy, which will be effectively halted for 3 months or more. Many companies will not survive this initial phase. For IT services companies asking where new business will come from in 2020, the answer is painfully bleak. There will be none. End quote. This report does not cover the SMB IT services market. I've included the link in the show notes. Why do we care? The project revenue portion of this is the most concerning. Most companies are moving to a conserve cash mode of operations, and savvy services companies are now planning for that. Keep your operations lean, mean, and focused. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content, you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/MSPradio. Anyone who signs up now during our launch offer will get a free private video question answered as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there to get additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and support the production of The Business of Tech. Stay safe out there, and talk to you tomorrow.